Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It was last week that Abby was telling us she was like reluctant to be the maid of honor in her cousin's wedding. Had nothing to do with the cousin, had nothing to do with the event itself, it had everything to do with the dress, and you just were not feeling secure in it.
Yeah, I was excited to go to the event. I mean, prior to the last couple of weeks, I love my cousin. I was so honored to be asked to be one of the maid of honors. And I'd spent a significant amount of time and energy planning all these events leading up to it. So there was no reason for me to not want to be there, except for the fact that when I put on a bridesmaid's dress that I bought a year ago, I thought I looked horrible in it. And it brought a lot of feelings I had been holding in to the surface. And it just felt like I was going to be miserable on a day that I was really hoping to be happy at. So a little bit of backstory. Over the last couple of years, I've noticed that I don't quite feel right. I work out every day. I wouldn't call myself athletic, but I'm a very active person. Like, I like to be on my feet. I like to go to the gym and I enjoy eating healthy. I love a sweet treat, but I do enjoy eating foods that make me feel good. And part of that's health-wise, but also admittedly, like from a shallow point of view, like I like to feel like I look good and I like to fit in my clothes. And
I don't think that's shallow. Is that what you said, shallow?
Well, I think
you want to feel confident.
Yeah, but I think because I'm somebody who's conventionally thin, I think thin women aren't allowed to say that they like being thin. You're not as allowed to say that you want to be someone who looks skinny. That's something that you're not really allowed to want, something society expects you to be, but you're not really allowed to want. Mm. And I obviously love fitting in my clothes. Don't want to have to buy a new wardrobe. And over the last year, I have put on, I don't want to say a significant amount of weight because then I'm going to get all these DMs saying you have body dysmorphia, but it's significant to me in the sense that I put on my clothes and they do not fit right. So, and I don't know where it's come from. I work out a lot. I eat very healthy. And so it's been very, very frustrating for me to almost feel like my body's punishing me when I'm doing all the right things. And when I talked about it, I got so many DMs of women who feel the exact same way. And they all said it was around the same age, around 24, 25, 26, that they felt like their body just stopped working the same way that it normally did. And so that was very, very validating. And it was nice going into the weekend feeling like I'm not the only person that's ever been through this. But at the same time, I still have to live through something that I don't want to go through. Like I think a part of my disappointment and frustration was, I think as I've been on a health journey, I was really kind of hoping this was going to be like a culmination of all my hard work. Like I was really looking forward to wearing this dress. It's like a beautiful dress and looking really good in it, feeling really good in it, and taking all these gorgeous photos with a professional photographer. And instead, all I wanted to do was hide from the camera. I did not want to take pictures, and that's not really something that you can do on a wedding day.
You felt going into the weekend that was going to be the case, or you felt that at the wedding?
Both. Okay. I was worried about how I was going to feel knowing that that was how I was going to feel. So I put on the dress, and admittedly, I cut out literally anything that could be considered quote unquote bad for you before the wedding. Cause I was like, the dress did not look good on me before I put it on during the wedding. It looked fine on me at the wedding cause I had to make some drastic changes in an attempt to try and fit into it. So I looked fine in it at the wedding, but I still didn't feel like myself because some of the weight was still there.
And it's a very unforgiving dress.
It's a very unforgiving dress. It's a halter dress that
very low back.
Very low back. You can't wear, everyone's like, wear Spanx. You can't wear Spanx. I literally had to tape my boobs. So like you couldn't even wear a bra with it.
And it's silk, which shows every curve, every part of your body.
Yeah. And it's also just hard because the first time I bought the dress a year ago, it was big on me. I was like, oh, I'm going to get this taken in. And then for it to go from being a big dress to a dress that's now bodycon, it was just very uncomfortable for most of the day.
Let me get into your head for just one second here again. So it was deflating for you more than anything else because you've worked so hard, or were you afraid you were going to be judged, or you were going to have to look at those pictures time and time again? That was really the base of the insecurity here. I'm not quite understanding it, I think because I'm a dude.
It was a mixture of things. I mean, it was a big wedding. There were over 300 people there. So of course, don't want to look bad in front of 300 people. But I mean, mainly I didn't want to feel uncomfortable on my skin on a day where you're kind of being forced into other people's perception, like being perceived. And also just not feeling good, period, on a day where you want to be happy.
Is the underlying thing here that you've heard, or maybe you have judged other women at weddings in dresses and you felt others were going to be looking at you the same way?
No, I think it's mainly internalized of just thinking that maybe someone's going to think I look bad, or that someone's going to make a comment or something. Mm. You know, it's a family event. Drunkenness is ensuing. But anyway, I think all of this to say is that there's not like a happy ending to the story. Like, it's not like I put on the dress and all the great comments that I got in my DMs made me feel so much better and it was a great day. The reality is... I had to go through something uncomfortable. I did it. I don't like looking at the photos. It's fine. And I got through it. And it's just a temporary day that I will look back on, not with fondness. I mean, I had a great time. There were beautiful moments of the wedding. But the reality is it's just an uncomfortable part of life, and something that I really took note about the wedding is, you know, you are in the middle of someone's happiest day. But everybody else is also going through. So, like, there are people at their lowest on somebody's happiest day. Like, I wasn't at my lowest, but I was also surrounded by people who are going through hard things as well. And I think that put it into perspective. And I think it was nice because a lot of us found each other. Like, there was somebody at the wedding who was going through something that I won't reveal on air. And I think it was nice for us to look at each other and go, it's okay for us to be sad, even though it's a happy day. And I think it's important that that's validated, because it's very hard to be at a party where people are celebrating when you don't feel like you're celebrating, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what Katie's been telling us this week also, right? For her 30th birthday, she wasn't into like celebrating it because she's kind of surrounded by some pain right now.
And that is her day. Mm-hmm. I think the difference here is because it's somebody else's day. You absolutely 100% been there, done that. I think a lot of people have, where somebody is having, they're at their high, like they're at their peak, and you're in your valley.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is, as long as your valley doesn't affect their peak, then you're fine.
Exactly.
But behind the scenes, if you are struggling, if you're having, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a way, and it's just, this is life. You can experience more than one emotion at a time. Mm-hmm. And I think that needs to be normalized.
Yeah. So I can feel joy and I can be happy. And I really did have a great job at the wedding. I drank a lot. So I was, you know, I drank all the insecurities away. But I mean, there were also moments where me and other people there were also experiencing a valley. And I think we come from a family where sometimes in the past, we haven't really held space for those kinds of emotions. So I think that was also kind of like a sensitive subject for us both and the other people that I was there with. But at the end of the day, it was just a moment where I had to be in a valley during somebody's peak, and that's all that it had to be, even though it felt like I had to kind of suffer in my head before it actually happened.
Hey, Carly, we got about a minute here. Can you totally feel what Abby is saying about this dress?
Yeah, so I, for my sister's wedding, I had gained like a lot of weight and then was working really hard to lose it. And no one like made offhanded comments or anything about me. Like I actually got good feedback that like I was looking really like healthy. Like one of my relatives said that I looked a lot happier and everything. And then my grandfather, I love him and I know he has no filter because he's very old, but he said that, don't gain the weight back, boys like girls who are hot. And so, I mean, I know in his way he was saying, you look very good, but it was just kind of like trying to deal with all of that and knowing, like, people judging you, but also being like, okay, this could also just be in my head because everybody's thinking everyone's judging them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. And I think the hardest part of the weekend, honestly, was being told how to feel. Like, because you look good to everybody else, they just think that you shouldn't feel bad. And I'm like, I can feel bad and I can still have a good time at this wedding. So I just think the moral of the story is you can hold space for yourself. But again, don't let it affect other people.
The Burt Show.